business. Where is Mike?
30 seconds. Follow up.
Now.
Okay.
Run out of time.
Okay. Any guess, Gene?
Oh, yeah.
My turn, huh?
Mm. Okay. Back for the second week is brother Steve Renzi. Back for the third week is Robert Schindler. Back for his fifth week, Matt Duhart?
Mark Dora.
Mark Dora. Sorry, I didn't get your name, Matt. And, oh, yeah, back for the fifth or sixth or seventh week is Matt Renzi. He took out an application tonight.
Yay!
Okay, there are no renewals. And Brenton asked that we talk about the contest coming up this fall. And Larry?
Larry.
The little guy's hard to find.
Tell us what you know.
Okay, some of this I sent out an email, but I'm just going to review it now. The convention hotel is a DoubleTree. Early bird deadline is September 10th for registrations. Hotel reservations need to be in by September 15th if you want to get the convention rate. Early bird registration, again, is $60 for adults. Youth is $30. And then after September 10th, that goes up $10 and $5.
And a reminder that if you are new...
New, you can get a... Yes. Since October last year, you'll get a free registration this year.
Good.
And I did see that on when you register, you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it'll say free registration. So it is there. So you'll have that for those who know. The DoubleTree rate is $123 for two people. They didn't say anything about having extra people in there, but I assume that that's still going to be okay.
Yes.
The Ored, O-R-E-A-D, is the other hotel. I don't know how they pronounce it. It's $119 a night, and for double occupancy, it's for $119, and they say it's $10 for every extra person per night. Plus, there's a valet parking there. There's no valet parking at the DoubleTree. So keep that in mind. It all says that on when you're registering. And the valet parking is $15 a night. Thursday, down there, will be the day where the board and the program activity team will be having their meetings, as well as the House of Delegates meeting. Board meeting and House of Delegates used to be on Friday, but they're expecting so many choruses and quartets that they moved those meetings back a day. So Friday will be the starting quartet contest. I don't know what that is, and we won't know that for choruses or quartets until 2 weeks out after they have the draw to see who sings first and so forth. So that will happen about 2 weeks away from convention, so we'll work on that when we get to that, be more specific about when we sing and so forth. Things
you
that you.
Time?
I'm sorry?
On Thursday, the board meetings, do you have times on those?
Let me think. The PAT meeting is at 3, the board meeting is at 6, and the House of Delegate meeting is at 8.
Okay.
I believe.
All right.
Should be on the website.
Huh? It will be. That's not on there yet because that's only came out to the board meetings or the board officers right now. You should have got a deal from Dwayne on that one. If not, I'll send you an email.
Yeah, send it to me.
The things you're going to need that weekend: your informal uniform, which is the black shirt with Army delegation on it. We haven't been real particular about if you wear the khaki slacks or not. But that is the uniform, khaki slacks, black shoes. Your formal uniform, and we'll talk more about that. That's the black tuxedo, and we'll talk about the shirt and tie later. but you'll need that black black shoes, black socks, black underwear, I don't care. I'm sorry,
I have a check.
Black patent leather shoes. You can wear them. You'll need your name. They would like to have you. Everyone will have their name badge, either your chorus or your quartet, or you can wear both if you are in both. Your membership card needs to be paid up in good standing. You need to have that card with you that weekend because there's always a chance that they will want to see your card before we go on stage. We haven't done that, but there's always that chance. And then your contest tickets are all online. You can either get them on your phone or you can print them out. And when you go into the contest venue, you just show them your ticket. You don't have to give them your ticket. There will be no name badges this year. They're doing it all online. There's no reserve seating this year in the auditorium. So it's first come, first serve. I will guess that probably the first two or three rows in the middle of the auditorium are reserved for the VIPs. That's part of me.
There you go.
I don't get to sit down there anymore, but I get a seat down there. You can have my seat, yeah. You can sit next to Vicki, she'll be down there.
All right.
And you, if you're good, then you're fine. Otherwise, she'll hit you. When you go into the contest, I'm not sure, because of there is a registration table, but there's no name badges, but you might be picking up your program book at the registration table. That will give you the whole schedules and the order of those quartets and choruses. You'll definitely get that when you go into the venue over at the Lead Center. But you might be able to get that at the headquarters hotel. And it is, like I just said, it's at the Lead Center on the University of Kansas. It's a beautiful place. We were there 2 years ago. And except for the wind, when I was running across the parking lot, everything was fine. All the registrations are through the company called Eventbrite. That is who is doing the registrations. There will be rehearsal rooms available to us, and whether you or Tori sign up for us as a contact person, it would be coming back to either the contact person, whether it's Tori or you, about scheduling rehearsal rooms. On Saturday morning, the choruses will be singing. Again, we don't know what time we're going to sing yet. So once we find that out, you back that up to make you have breakfast. We'll have a practice room at some time or another, usually in an hour, and then get dressed or depending on how that all works out. And then we go into the pattern. You'll start at the registration desk. They'll have a bus to take the chorus over to the Lead Center. They will not have a bus to bring you back. That I'm aware of. I haven't heard that yet. So I'm really not sure how they're going to handle all that. I guess we'll have to see it. When the time comes, I'm sure he'll tell us. But in the past, unless it was raining, they didn't send anybody, they didn't bring a bus back. I don't know yet. We'll find out. So don't get too excited about that yet.
It's about 2.5 miles.
Yeah, it's usually it's like straight down from the double tree down to the Lead Center.
I think they'd have to find a way to bring it back. I can't imagine they'd take you over there and then just you wouldn't have a car over there.
For the 10 years that I was on the convention team, we didn't bring anybody back.
Nice guys.
Well, that's, I would say back then, that was another 10 years ago, there was a lot of wives who always went.
Right.
So the wives would drive over, and then they would have carpooling it back. So we'll have to see how that works out, okay? But we'll have me at the registration desk. We'll go over to the Lead Center. We'll be in a couple of rooms for warm-up and practice. And then when our time is on stage, we'll go on stage. Then right after our performance, we'll have our pictures taken just like they have for the last couple of years. And I've already got the sheet for course pictures, so we'll, as time gets closer, we'll get the pictures paid for beforehand, and then I can order the pictures, whoever wants a picture, no big deal. So again, let's see. Again, important dates. Chorus registration for contest for you guys is August 15th. Corey and Brenton.
Of course.
We are, right, what kind of group are we?
You are the contacts for the chorus registration.
Thank you.
You just got to get the chorus registration.
Yeah, that's not the contest registration.
What?
For the chorus.
Well, no, the chorus for contest, yes.
That one, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
The contest registration.
That doesn't register us. That just puts the chorus.
That just puts the chorus in the contest.
We have to register.
You still have to register yourself to go.
So the quartets.
And the same for the quartets.
You have to register as a quartet.
You have to register as a quartet, but as an individual. Early bird convention registration, again, is ends September 10th, September 11th, actually, yeah, at midnight, they'll start charging the $10 more or $5 more for registration. If you don't buy the registration before you go, you can buy it down there. So, but you'll be paying like $70 and $35, okay? And then again, the hotel reservation deadline, and this is a firm deadline, is September 15th. If you want the hotel reservation, hotel rate, it's September 15th. And let me just say something about the hotel rate. We get all kinds of free rooms at the hotel and at the lead center by picking up rooms at the convention hotels. That's where we, as a convention team, makes our money, is to be able to have our hotel rooms contracted full, or, well, they say 80%, so we can get some of those other rooms paid for. And it just helps the convention costs, keeping it down the best we can. Matt, yes, is all.
Remind me again, the 15th of August, is that a single day in which we have to register for the contest?
You can register any time. That is the deadline.
Okay, so we do it now.
The course is a quartet.
Okay.
It's not open until August
15th. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It opens August 15th.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It opens August 15th.
When does it close?
September.
Well, 2 weeks before contest.
Okay.
August 16th. Do it.
Yeah.
under the convention website, the second deal down, it talks about competition information, and I printed off that sheet, and then the form is under that, so I'll give it to you. Any questions about that? We'll be more specific as we get closer to contest.
Tell those that haven't gone to contest before that what happens possibly Saturday night.
I don't know.
I don't
know.
Don't
we don't know what we're going to do Saturday night yet. Chances are they'll have a finals for quartets, but whether there will be a big show or anything, I really don't know. There will probably be hospitality rooms, and the district usually has a hospitality room where all the quartets come in and sing. But some of that, we don't know what we're going to have there, to be honest.
Ambassadors, I believe, are going and competing.
Ambassadors are competing. Central Standards competing. I heard that Papillion is competing.
Who?
Papillion.
Papillion. Okay.
And Iowa City has gone together with Cedar Rapids to make one for us.
Oh, yeah.
And Chad Knipper is directing them now. John Hayden, he left Cedar Rapids chapter and is now directing the Cedar Rapids Sweet Adelines. And he's still doing barbershop, but he's doing that. And Smorgasbord is also going to be competing again this year, too.
Amazing city, all these competing.
Any other questions? I can say, as closer we get, we'll be more specific about stuff. So, but the biggest thing is to get a room reserved and find out who your roommate might be and get your registrations in. I noticed when I looked on PayPal today, we have 8 guys so far signed up, have registered.
One comment, when you register for the hotel, they started with 3 nights. That would include, in other words, they say Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
You can change that to Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You don't have to go 3 nights.
You don't have to go 3 nights.
You don't even really have to go Friday night. If you get there early enough, Saturday morning.
Can't find what we're saying Saturday.
That's right. You might have to leave Friday night to get there.
If you want to see more of Lawrence, they're extending that before and afterwards 3 days, so you can get that rate if you want to.
Yeah.
So, okay, any comments or questions? Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Okay,
we're going to talk about voting for officers.
Short and sweet.
Yeah,
so why don't you give us dates and so forth?
Okay. We are required, I sent out an email today, some of you may have seen it. We're required to hold the election of officers every year, and we're supposed to have that election completed before the fall convention.
Yes.
Okay, so that means that we're going to have the election of officers on October the 4th at our chapter meeting. That'll be the last chapter meeting before we go to contest. And we have to do 2 readings, the 2 weeks before that, the 2 readings of the candidates who's going to be on the slate. And so on September 20th and September 27th, those 2 chapter meetings, we'll be reading the officers. And then we'll have the vote. So I need to get nominations, anybody that's interested in serving on any of the offices. We have 4 offices: president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. Tom?
Oh, I just want to hang up.
Okay. At any rate, we have several people that have put their name in the hat for some of those positions. Larry has agreed to stay on as treasurer, and Rich Wielden has agreed to stay on as secretary. However, we'll still take nominations for any of those positions if you're interested in it. Just please have those nominations in prior to September 20th.
Who is your committee?
My committee is me and Floyd and Greg Wong.
Who's not here tonight.
And he's not here tonight, but when we have the election, if we have more than 2 people running for a particular position, we'll have printed ballots. And so I'll have ballots to hand out, and so it'll be a secret ballot, so you can vote, turn them in, and then the committee will count them since none of us are running for anything.
And the vice president is the president of the election.
That's not really covered in the bylaws. It's been kind of a given that's expected, but it doesn't always happen.
Nope.
And so I can tell you that we've got more than 1 candidate running for president. And Gary?
Are we still on the same policy of someone has to nominate the person? It's not a self-nomination.
They can self-nominate.
Okay.
You bet.
Yeah.
They can self-nominate. So. Any other questions? Otherwise, get your nominations in to me. Just email them to me, and we'll get the slate out to you September the 20th.
Thank you for doing that. Well,
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, for those of you that are new, and maybe you old guys want to replace the tux, well, they did a talk with Skevington. And the reason why I did that is because they have mobile locations. So the store that I had to talk to is down on 9th Street, just a little bit north of
Lincoln,
yeah. So anyway, I talked with a guy today, went down there, and that's actually their warehouse or the lead store. So I sent you on an email with the prices for tuxes, cover buns, and so forth. And I said, also, how about shoes and also patent leather, okay? So you've got all those prices. I guess I would encourage you to take a look at that as an option for yourself. If you patronize this guy, well, then you can certainly ask for a rather large ad, I would think, in our program for the next spring. So, Milroy's is gone. It's the reason why I did that. So.
Well, I'm just wondering, so I have my text from the choir when I was here in the choir for Grandview. I'm just wondering, could I just take it to a custom tailor shop?
Sure, but I'll, okay. Matter of fact, this guy does alterations, so you can bring in your own if you want to. And,
all right.
He'll do anything, or any of them, I'm assuming.
And even if you're not joining us for the convention and contest, you'll still need the tuxedo for the Christmas show. So you either need to have it by the time we go to the convention if you're traveling with us in October, or you're definitely going to need it by December. And we do have, for those of you that are new, if you don't own a tuxedo, if there's a concern about cost or anything like that, you can either talk to me or you can talk to Larry, and it will be a confidential conversation, and we can find ways to assist and help with that. So
I got a big roll of black material I'll give you.
And if any of you have ever worn those wonderful patent leather shoes that come from the tuxedo shops,
they are.
Yeah, really comfortable.
Yeah.
What you can do, there's another option. I went online on eBay. And I bought a pair of Bates military black patent leather dress shoes for $30.
So did I.
Very comfortable.
That's
you can wear them all day. Yes. And so you might look into that.
Yes.
I will say they are cheaper than what Skeffington has. I think $18 for use. So.
Yeah.
So there is a Skeffington's location near Lincoln High School on the south side, but there's also one in West Des Moines. I can't remember if it's either Governor Square or Clock Tower Square. But.
Yeah, it's, it's on University Avenue.
Yeah. So kind of by Valley West Mall.
Yep. There's also an anchor, and I asked this guy, what do you have? I was going to put it in the email. He says, how do they know who you want? Just tell the store manager that you were with the Harmony delegation, and we will get the discounts. That's all you got to do. He said, only thing is, since they are the warehouse store, we may have to wait a day or two for the materials. But otherwise, you'll get yours.
We still have a few in the closet.
Yes, we do.
A few.
A word regarding those wonderful shoes. Get them out and make sure, walk around the house in them, because last time I had mine out was at our Christmas deal, and the soles fell off of the bottom.
Yep.
That would be really bad at a contest to have to sing without shoes because the soles fell off. Luke doesn't hold their cheap.
Get him out of the shoe.
Yeah.
All right. Good. That was a lot of announcements. Thank you. Take 10, and we'll see you back here 10 after 8.